You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
This is the Decembrists.
And here we go, live from the Newport Folk Festival with the Decembrists.
And there they are.
How is everybody doing? Are you doing all right? Beautiful day. Like you said, we're the Decembrists. We're from Portland, Oregon. We're very pleased to be here on the 50th anniversary of this amazing festival. And under the boughs unbound, all cloaked in a snowy shroud, she had no heart so hard at all under the boughs unbound. We'd like to welcome on stage Miss Shara Warden. Here, we're sort of in the midst of the tour. We had a record come out in March called The Hazards of Love, and we've been out and we've been playing it from start to finish. But on this occasion, we thought we'd change it up a little bit and do some other songs. But we still have these lovely and talented ladies with us, so we are putting them to work. This is a sort of a Civil War song. It's called Yankee Bayonet. High climb tree chunk, Yankee bayonet, a sweetheart left behind.
Far from the hills of the sea swelled Carolinas, that's when true love lies.
Look for me when the sun bites, sparrows sing upon the birch bough high.
But you are in the ground with the wolves and the weevils all at you, and
saw the bellies and the bones in the fire.
I lingered here with the bone that's buried in my own child. Oh, my love, though our bodies may be parted, though our skin may not touch skin, look for me with the sunbright sparrow. I will come on the breath of the wind. As soon as Chris Funk turns on his hurdy-gurdy. Yeah! Oh, we have some hurdy-gurdy fans in the audience, I can tell.
A strange bunch, hurdy-gurdy fans. The hurdy-gurdy is obviously an instrument that was invented at a time when there was very little, you know, air conditioning or, you know, nice insulated homes, because it doesn't...
There wasn't a big show either. It was usually in the parlor, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Boats and folk festivals and whatnot. All right, here we go.
All right.
That was the history of the hurdy-gurdy, ladies and gentlemen.
When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls of aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. These currents pull us across the border. Steady your boat, arms to shoulder, till tides all fall. This hollow ground making his call. Harbor now, home. Take up your arms, sons and daughters. We will arise from the bunkers. By land, by sea, by dirigible, we'll leave our tracks untraceable now. Arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls of aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this last song is sort of a last refrain that kind of ends the song, and it only works if you got as many people singing it as possible. So I figure, since we're all here, all of us collected here in the lovely Newport, Rhode Island sunshine, overlooking this beautiful bay with the sailboats in the distance and the bridges and the seagulls, that we could all sing it, sort of rise up singing, as it were, together and sing this last bit. It's a very simple refrain. It goes, hear all the bombs, they fade away.
Hear all the bombs that fade away. Hear all the bombs that fade away.
Mind singing along as well. We need each and every one of you stretching out as far as we can see.
I think he loved saying that. Thanks, everybody. Pete Seeger's up next. The Decemberists wrapping up their set. Their very, very awesome set here at the Newport Folk Festival.
I'm Bob Boylan with NPR Music.
And Rita Houston here from FUV.
The Hazards of the